Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Pekudei is another Chazara Parsha. It starts with Moshe making a complete accounting of everything donated for the Mishkan. It goes through the big day kahuna that Bezalel and Aliyev crafted, and all the parts of the Mishkan are completed. They're brought to Moshe, who puts it together. Aaron and his sons are officially made Kohanim. Then the Shechina rested and the Anani HaKavod appeared. And that's a wrap on the Parsha. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Let's move on to a short part from the Netziv. The Parsha talks about all the things that were built for the Mishkan, and the Pasuk says, Es HaShulchan, Es Kol Kelav, Es Lechem HaPanim. The Shulchan, the table, all its vessels, and the Lechem HaPanim. The Netziv asks, what does it mean that they made the Lechem HaPanim? They only put up the Mishkan in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the work was completed in Kislev. If they made the Lechem HaPanim back then in Kislev, it ain't fresh anymore. So, you can give the easy answer that it's an ace, but we don't like to make nisim if we don't have to. The Netziv answers that the making of the Lechem HaPanim was not a simple go-bake bread. It was a skill and unique craft that needed to be taught. There's a Gemara that says that there's only one family of Kohanim that actually knew how to bake Lechem HaPanim. So, Bezalel had to show Klal Yisrael how to make the Lechem HaPanim, like a tutorial or a cooking show. We like those, no? These batches weren't made to go on the Shulchan at all. And this is the unique insight of the Netziv. And according to this understanding, the Gemara in Shabbos makes perfect sense now. It goes through the Lamatas Malachos, which are based on all the Malachos done in the Mishkan. And the Gemara says that there was no baking done in the building of the Mishkan, only cooking for when they were preparing the dyes. And if you know your Hilcha Shabbos, Bishul is an Av Malacha, and Afia is not. It's only a subset of Bishul. So the question people ask is, what do you mean they baked the Lechem HaPanim to build the Mishkan? We just read the Pasuk before. And here's where the Netziv's answer fits in perfectly. There was no baking in the building. The baking was a sideshow, a tutorial that happened at the same time. It wasn't part of the actual Malacha, the building of the Mishkan. So that's why the Gemara says there was no baking in the building of the Mishkan, because there wasn't. I love it when all the pieces come together so nicely. Oh wait, you're asking why the Pasuk groups it all together in the first place if it's no Shaychus? That I don't have an answer to. It's not like I'm a Rebbetzin. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.